This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. Tomorrow at Lake Farm County Park in Madison, dozens of volunteers will join a 24-hour effort to document everything living in the park, from plants to wildlife. The Milwaukee Public Museum is organizing the BioBlitz for the fourth consecutive year, though this will be the first to play out in Madison.
By the time the public goes out in the field, scientists will have been at work for the better part of a day already, gathering data they'll use for months or even years to come. Last year, the BioBlitz happened in Fox River Park in Waukesha County, and that's where Lake Effect's Susan Bentz spoke with two key people involved in the effort.
I'm Ellen Sensky, Senior Vice President and Academic Dean at the Milwaukee Public Museum.
And I'm Julia Robson, Conservation Biologist for Waukesha County Parks and Land Use.
So we're meeting here because a year ago, this is where the BioBlitz took place. So has it become so popular, Ellen, that people are vying for your BioBlitz attention?
Actually, it has. We have had lots of different parks and nature centers calling and asking, can we do a BioBlitz? And so we now are lined up through 2021, and we've got more people who've asked us than that, but at this point we're through 2021. I'm not going to tell where because we won't announce till the when we're done with this one, we'll let people know where the next one is.
Sure.
But yeah, it is something. My hope is the reason is because it's a fun event, but also it does produce information that can be valuable to the park, especially at a time when there's so little money to spend on surveying. And while this isn't a complete survey, it's a good snapshot, and we get a lot of scientists out looking, so they usually find stuff that we didn't know about.
Sure. So, Julia, as the new wildlife biologist, or relatively new here in Waukesha, how does this park figure into your system? And how has that BioBlitz helped inform your path?
So Fox River Park is a 262-acre park that falls on the Fox River, and that's part of our 9,000-acre park system here in Waukesha. And we're doing a lot of natural resource management in the parks, and what it allows us to do with the land, this information, is no longer go in there blindly. We can take a much more holistic approach to managing, because natural resources don't just consist of vegetation. It's the wildlife and the other species that are using that natural area, and so it allows us to put the science behind a lot of the conservation actions that we're already doing, and take a much more effective approach to what we want to do on the land long term.
So I'm being lazy, and it's super buggy back in their woods. So we're otherwise we'd be in there, and what would you be showing us?
So one of the primary focuses of the BioBlitz when it was hosted here was the wetland that's right behind us. There's a series of marshes adjacent to the Fox River and also ephemeral wetlands, which are really unique to this particular park, surrounded by dry mesic forest. And so they found a lot of unique amphibian species using the wetlands here, such as tiger salamanders, blue-spotted salamanders, spring peepers, eastern gray tree frogs, all cut off there, but even more, 12 species total of herptiles. If we wanted to battle the bugs, we would have gone in and seen where we've been removing this screen of buckthorn that had surrounded the wetland, and have been working to improve that, because we obviously know now that we have some very conservative and sensitive species that are utilizing that upland habitat. Another aspect of land management that we started working on post-BioBlitz was the forest buffer. So as you saw when you came in the park, there's quite a few no-mow areas, so areas that have kind of been allowed to go natural. Some of the no-mow areas, we decided that we wanted to reforest with native trees and shrubs. Yes, they had some benefits to pollinators, but adjacent to the woods, they had a much bigger ecological value as increased forest buffer. And it was that data that we had on, say, the fact that there's scarlet tanagers here during the breeding season that we saw during the BioBlitz that helped us make those decisions.
So scarlet tanagers are what? I mean, are they doing okay? Are they endangered? What's their status?
Globally, they're considered a species of least concern, but on a local scale, this is a species that does prefer intact, mature woodlands. And in urban and semi-urban areas, you often see fragmentation of this forested habitat. So when you have large tracts of woodlands like we do here at Fox River Park, and the opportunity to increase those buffers so that there's more interior forest for those birds to depend on and nest in, those are steps that you can take to, say, promote that species on a local level that may be of some conservation concern.
You know, I mean, we're sitting in the middle of neighborhoods. There are huge houses all around us, right up to the edge of the park. And yet, it's an extremely healthy forest here, woods, forest, whatever you want to call it. Not only are there very few invasives in it, you know, there's buckthorn in certain areas, but inside the woods, there's no buckthorns, there's none of the honeysuckle that you get. So very, very healthy, nice size range to the trees. So it's clear that it's been a woods for a long time and has grown as a wood. So it wasn't cut over at one time and then all the trees grew up. So you've got young trees, you've got old trees. So the botanists were really impressed with how healthy it was. And, you know, it's something that Waukesha should be extremely proud of. You've got this little gem of a park sitting right in amongst a neighborhood. I mean, the water is amazingly healthy based on the species that were found in the water, which you don't often think of Fox River as a clean river, but there were five species of unionid mussels that were found, which is an indication of a relatively healthy river system. There was the fish that were found, 20 different species of fish, which is representative of what you'd find in a warm water southeastern Wisconsin environment. But interestingly, there was the northern sunfish, which is a state threatened species. They were found in breeding coloration, and that means that they're breeding and they need a fairly healthy environment to breed in. So all of that indicates that this park is really healthy.
So you came into this job with a whole lot more information than you might have otherwise had.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's another thing that the BioBlitz, I think, opened the department's eyes to, was the value of incorporating and engaging the community in this process as well. In 2019, we're really looking to kick off a whole new citizen science program for Waukesha County based on the value and all the engagement that we saw in the BioBlitz, because everybody can be a part of contributing towards science that helps influence the decisions that we're making. You don't necessarily have to have a degree in it. You can really make an impact by participating in some of those, whether they're BioBlitzes or other citizen science projects, and that's something that I know the BioBlitz opened up the county's eyes to, and they want to see more of it. So I'm very excited for that.
I think that this is also a great opportunity for scientists and students to actually interact with the public, show their excitement about, because they're always very passionate about what they're doing, show that and communicate, you know, using words that aren't scientific words.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with everything Ellen just said, and I full-heartedly second it. I think that projects and programs like BioBlitzes and what the model you've built, essentially, it makes science very visible. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important thing, especially for youth with careers in STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math continuing to grow. Mm-hmm. Life sciences and ecology are all a big part of that science part, and as well as the technology, mm-hmm. engineering and math. Mm-hmm. So it's just so important for people to see what's out there. And events like that make it relatable. It's not something that happens in a far-off preserve or back in a corner with lab coats. It's also something that's very much present for everybody every day of their life, basically. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
Mm-hmm. When you think across the BioBlitzes thus far here that MPM has sponsored, is there an anecdote that sticks with you of people who are just wowed?
The ones that probably it's most impactful for are the kids. They found a bug or something out there and they bring it in and the scientist gets all excited. Or for instance, we had a little boy here in this park who brought in, he found a skull, and it was a mammal skull. I can't remember what, but It was one of the species that wasn't recorded, so we got to record his in the BioBlitz. So we had him announce the number for mammals because he had helped. So I think that's where it's most impactful, is these little kids who have an interest, and then they see an adult who's just as excited as they are about this. And I think that just passes along that passion. I mean, I know I had at one BioBlitz a little boy who was with a parasitologist and looking through roadkills and finding parasites. And he had never seen anything like this. And he spent probably 2 hours with her. It's probably about 8 or 9. And he gave her the biggest hug and said, "That's what I want to do when I grow up." And it was something, his eyes were opened. And I thought, okay, if that's the only kid we impacted with this BioBlitz, then that was a success. So we are producing real information that can be useful for the park. But I think that's it, is just watching the kids as they get to interact and do some of the things that the scientists are doing.
Ellen Sensky is Senior Vice President and Academic Dean at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Julia Robson is a conservation biologist for Waukesha County Parks and Land Use. They spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz, and you can find out more about this year's BioBlitz and see pictures from last year's at WUWM.com.